Proclamation number 7396 of 24th of August, 1959. Redeem the work on souls beyond. Every contact with the spiritual world is beneficial if it is established with the will to do good, if the will to help is the impetus and if it happens under the invocation of Jesus' name that he may bless it. You must consider that there are no longer any earthly incentives for the inhabitants of the world of the beyond, that they are, as it were, deadened by the length of time. They have already understood that they are no longer surrounded by earthly matter and that they therefore accept every spiritual stimulation like food they have needed for a long time. And so this is the effect of good bonds which you humans initiate from earth to the spiritual kingdom. If your conversations, your thoughts and your suggestions are of a spiritual nature, then it is like an administration of food for these souls, for they are so empty and needy that they hunger and thirst, and every spiritual presentation of the gospel's teachings means food for them, for which they are extremely grateful. You cannot imagine such depleted souls in their poverty. You don't know what kind of benefit you do for them by offering them food and drink, but this is only to be understood as a spiritual gift which you want to give to them in love in order to help them. Your intention to help first blesses this spiritual knowledge and turns it into nourishment for the souls, for your will then concerns the transmission of the gospel to those souls which have entered the kingdom of the beyond poor in spiritual knowledge and have to live in want there if they are not given the right nourishment. And you possess this nourishment and can therefore help the souls if only your will intends it. And if you now intimately unite with Jesus Christ so that he will give his blessing to your plan, then it will certainly be blessed and the souls will be able to fill themselves with the food you give them in his name. You who receive the pure word of God should work with this word. You shall convey it to the people with whom you are brought together, but you shall also remember the souls who dwell in the kingdom of the beyond, by whom you are surrounded if only you call them in thought, and who will always accept the word if it is lovingly offered to them. Consciously and unconsciously you can pass nourishment to these souls, for as soon as you only mentally occupy yourselves with spiritual knowledge, as soon as your thoughts dwell in spiritual territory, you are surrounded by souls which fetch spiritual nourishment from you, because the souls will, in turn, determines the amount of spiritual knowledge it receives. But they will always stay close to you and wait until you establish this spiritual bond, which will be a great blessing for them if only you remember them, if you want to help them yourselves. If it is your will to carry out redemptive work wherever possible, and therefore don't miss any opportunity to do so, gather together in Jesus' name and know that your willingness to help will be blessed at every hour, because great need exists in the kingdom of the beyond and because every soul is eternally grateful to you, which you lead out of darkness into the light of day, which finds Jesus Christ through you and is then also saved for all eternity. Amen.